Tracy's on with us right now. And I'm glad you called, Tracy, because the when you're talking about, I know that you wanted to ask a question about tinting windows. People are really curious about that. Welcome to the show, and how can we help you?
I was wondering how to tint the windows in my home to help keep the sun out. I have no shade.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, over the years, the tinting, for some reason, to me, just seemed cheap. It just seemed like it just didn't make the windows look good. But then, after using some different tints over the last few years, it's pretty amazing because you can make it. First of all, there's a lot more out there to choose from. Instead of just the strong reflective type, you can get something that's more subtle, even some that kind of have a gray look to it that you can barely even tell that it's on there. And also, the application of that has gotten to where it's so much easier to install on the inside of your windows. So I'm trying to think. Oh, I remember the name of it. It's a Gila, G-I-L-A.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Remember that, G-I-L-A, and Google that, and you will see. I'm sure they have an online portal that you can buy it, but that'll clearly show you all of the different types that are available and show you that neat little method of installing it. Joe, have you installed that using the like dishwashing liquid and the squeegee and so forth?
And the squeegee, yeah. Yeah, Tracy, these are relatively easy to install. The toughest part is making sure you cut them correctly, trim them correctly. But Danny's right. I don't know if it's Gila or Gila.
I know. I was going to say the thing.
Yeah, I think it might be Gila. But in any case, Danny did spell it correctly.
It's like that, like that Greek sandwich. You know?
Okay.
He what is it? Hero, gyro?
Oh, no, it's Iro.
Iro.
Everybody says gyro, but it's
Iro. Yeah, that's it.
Must be getting close to lunch, Tracy. Danny's mind is turning to center. But Gila makes one called the Platinum Series. It's heat control residential window film, and that's probably, I would start with that. It's a great product. It's a little less reflective than some of the other ones, but it will still protect you from ultraviolet rays and excessive heat and glare. And you can do just one or two windows and make sure you like it. You don't have to do the whole house. And obviously pick the windows on the south side, I suspect, that are getting the most heat. But do you feel pretty handy? I mean, you work around your house, that you think you can handle this yourself?
I think I can.
I think you can too.
I think you can too. So go online, buy you some, and go to work.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and Tracy, one last thing. There's a website you can go to. It's called the International Window Film Association. They have a website, and they have lots of information on residential products. And the other thing I want to mention, you don't have a homeowners association where you live, do you?
No.
Okay, good, because some homeowners associations are not in love with window films. They don't allow people to put them on their homes. Some do, but most don't. So I just want to check and make sure that wasn't an issue.
Okay. I sure appreciate it.
Well, our pleasure, and thanks so much for being with us here on the show, and have a great weekend.
You